Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And this is Sam.
And our writing topic today is Somebody to Lean On. Ooh, okay.
It's like a title of the song.
Yeah, it reminds me of the song actually. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the song is talking about someone that they can really depend on or someone that they can really lean on.
Yeah.
So who is the one person that you can always count on?
I think, of course, my family,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some of my old colleagues. Okay. I'll say also like some of my friends, I guess.
Yeah. Who is the one person you always go to if you have like a problem or you have a difficult time?
I think I have like more than one person to go.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes I think specific people,
yeah.
like your group of friends, one person's really good, like for example, listening to you.
Yes,
one person's really good at maybe cheering you up or making you laugh. So I think it really, like you said, I think it really depends on the situation and who or what you need at that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today, our writing for today is going to be a prompt, and we can already see the title is Somebody to Lean On. So let's take a look. All right. So this time we have a writing topic. So in English, we call this a prompt. Now, a prompt is a short paragraph that tells us clues or maybe a short description of what our topic is going to be. Now, Sam's going to also remind us some of the things we should notice or we should think about before we do any writing.
OK, 今天呢我们要写的这个是叙述文哦。叙述文既然叫做叙述呢，当然是在叙述人事物咯。那呢你就要记得了，在叙述的时候呢，你必须要记载说明哦，这个事情呢发生的经过。那最后呢，特别重要的是结论发生了什么影响。举例来说呢，你可能可以叙述经验，比方说你出国旅行啊，或是你打工的经验。你可以叙述物品，比方说你收过了什么很有趣的礼物。叙述你的人物，比方说你身边的朋友、老师、家人，他们有过什么一些有趣的事情。这些文章呢，都可以叫做叙述文。那注意到，不论呢我们选择哪一种主题来写的文章呢，必须要有以下的这些元素咯。首先，第一，一定呢要说明文章的主旨为何，你必须定义你的主题哦。今天呢，你要讲的是哪一个人，或是哪一个东西，哪一件事情。那呢，在你叙述的时候呢，记得一定要很多很多的细节。比方说呢，我要讲一件事情的时候呢，这件事情是什么时候发生呢？在哪里发生呢？跟谁一起发生的？那发生的时候呢，发生了一些什么事情？这些事情呢，最好越详细越好了。让读者呢可以更容易进入这个文章，更了解你要讲的是什么东西。那在叙述文特别重要的就是结论了。我们写文章呢，记得一定要结论嘛。那在结论的地方呢，在这个叙述文里面特别重要。为什么呢？因为呢，你必须要说明啊，这个事情发生对你的影响、对你的意义，或者是呢，你有什么改变、有什么样的启发，这些呢都在结论里面呢要来述说的了。那在叙述的过程呢，要特别注意的事情呢，就是我们文章里面的这个时态。因为呢我们是描述一件真实发生的事情了，那呢它在过去简单式还是呢这个过去完成式，这些时态呢一致性以及呢它发生的前后顺序，这个呢就特别的重要咯。
Right, it's very important that you keep all your verb tenses the same.
Yes.
So if it's the present tense, keep it in the present tense. If it's past tense, keep it in the past tense. Grammar is also very important, as well as all the details that you need to write or all the things that you need to talk about. All right, so let's take a look at our prompt for today. We can read it in Chinese first.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到今天的主题呢叫做 Somebody to lean on, 你可以依靠的人哦。所以呢我们说明就说了，每一个人一生中难免会遇到困难，在这些艰难的时刻，总有人会在你身边鼓励你、支持你，并帮助你度过难关。我们呢就要来叙述一位了，在你生命中总是能让你依靠的人，并以实例说明对方如何影响自己。那注意到我们文长至少120个单词，也就是要有120个字，文呢分成两段来写。
Okay, so basically our prompt this time is talking about something difficult or tough that you went through in your life, and it asks, who was the person who supported you, and talk about that person, and how they became that person that you can lean on. Now we have to write about 120 words split into two paragraphs. So I think this is quite easy for us. In my mind, I already know that we have to do the brainstorming, our outline. I think it should be quite easy for us.
Okay, 今天呢我们这个 somebody to lean on, 既然是 somebody, 那今天呢我们就是要来描述一个人哦，在困难的时刻鼓励你的人。那呢不论什么问题呢，刚刚已经讲过了，我们都需要先想出大纲，再来补上细节。 所以马上要想一想今天我们要讲这个人是谁，他呢做过什么事情，他呢长得什么样子，那呢他怎么影响你，这个阶段呢我们有越多的点子越好咯。
So, we're going to go through the writing process again. Remember, it's very important to follow these steps. So we brainstorm, we write an outline, first draft, edit, and then we can publish. But what we're going to do, Sam and I, we will first brainstorm. We can think about some ideas, think about who we can write about for this prompt.
Okay, 就跟呢我们之前起篇文章的写法是一样的了。我们首先当然是要 brainstorm 来这个脑力激荡一下。那这个阶段呢，记得我们要产出，因为我们两段嘛，所以两段文章我们分别要产出一个主题句，以及呢很多的细节来 support 我们这个主题句哦。那当然细节是越多越好，越详细越好，让你的读者呢能够知道你在描述的这个人是一个什么样的人。但注意到我们文长120单字，所以呢至少120单字，所以不要写太少，但是呢、mm-hmm. 也不要写太多。
Right, you don't want to write too much. Alright, so we kind of talked about this already in our introduction for today. I asked you, who is a person that you can depend on? And you told me that you depended on like, your family, your、mm-hmm. colleagues, and your friends. Do you have a specific person that you can depend on?
Okay, 所以呢在今天的文章呢我们马上就要问这个问题了。这个 who is a person that you can depend on? 这个你可以依靠的人到底是谁呢？ Okay, and like we discussed, and after a bit of thinking, I think、when I encounter some like obstacles, the one I'll go to is probably like my old classmate.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So these are the people that you feel like you can definitely depend on, because you must have known each other for more than 10 years, right?
Yeah, because classmates, I'm not that old, but yes, it's more than 10 years. And unlike when you are working、mm-hmm. in the office, like people actually get a bit,、I don't know, it's, things get more complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the ones you met in school、mm-hmm. is very simple. So you know who he is, you know...where he's from, and you know everything about him. So, for sure, it's someone you can depend on.
Yeah, I agree. Because for me, I probably say the same. Besides my family, I would probably pick my classmates that I've known since middle school.
Ah, okay.
So, again, like you said, these are people that I probably have known for more than 10 years. And, you know, we spent middle school, high school, college together. So
yeah, that's a lot of time.
I'm kind of old, not that old, but then not young. But yeah, it's, I think you can really depend on these people because you basically spent, you know, your worst years. I would say the teenage years are one of the worst years. You spent one of the worst years together and you kind of grew up together and you matured together. So they really, really understand you as a person. I think they probably understand me the best besides my family. Yes, Sometimes my family doesn't really know me that well.
True.
I think that is, it makes sense when you're friends with someone for a long, 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 long time. They're really people that you can depend on and you know that they have your support no matter what. Do you talk to your family if you have a difficult time?
Yeah, also, like, besides my classmates, I also talk to my family when I have difficulty, especially when, like, at work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I meet someone I don't really like, like, when I meet something that's really difficult.
Right.
I tend to go for them because, you know, they have experience. They've been through this, so they know how to suggest you. Yeah, also because they understand you.
Yeah.
So they know how to help you. Like, while you're working, people actually...Sometimes they get you wrong. They misunderstand you because they don't know you that much. And since it's working, so people compete.
Yes, I don't like that.
So, sometimes they don't trust you. They think you do this because you have like a bad intention.
A bad motive or
something.
You're
trying to sabotage me or something. So, this is something I would like to talk to my family.
Well, actually, I think it's great that you have a good relationship with your family. Because I know a lot of people, they might feel afraid to talk to their parents or talk to people in their family. Because I think maybe in Asian cultures, parents don't really show their, you know, the love. They don't say, I love you. They don't give you hugs. So I think a lot of children feel a little bit afraid to tell their parents things. But I think it's great that you have a really, really great relationship with your family and you're able to talk to them about a lot of things. I think they're one of the best people that you can talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, actually, After all this brainstorming, I think that we can talk about our family members for our topic today.
Okay, nice.
Right? For example, we can pick one family member to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you have an older brother or sister, sometimes they can actually give you really good advice because
yes.
they're closer in age to you. They understand, you know, what's going on
yes, yes,
today,
yes,
whereas
exactly.
our parents, they might have a gap of a few years, a couple of years. So
yeah.
it's hard for them to understand things from maybe our point of view. So if yeah. you have an older brother or sister, I think they have really good advice for you sometimes.
Yes, I happen to have an older sister.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so yeah, like you said, I normally like go to her, talk mm-hmm. to her about like everything. Yeah.
Right. So I think that, yeah, she definitely will understand a lot more. I'm
yeah.
the opposite. I have a younger brother. So my brother sometimes talks to me.
Yeah.
And I talk to him sometimes because, you know, I think when you talk to family, you don't really need to filter anything. You can
yes.
be super honest with them and they won't judge you. So usually my brother and I are like that too.
Yeah.
So maybe we can speak from your perspective because you have an older sister.
Yes.
So cool. We can start with our outline then. We're going to use you as an example.
Okay.
You can give us some advice on what your older sister does to,
okay.
to help you out.
Okay, for
so,
sure.
Okay, we've done our brainstorming. Now let's make an outline. When we do an outline, we have to think of a topic sentence first.
Yes.
Because the topic sentence tells us what the main idea of the paragraph is about.
Okay, 没有错。在我们这个脑力激荡结束之后呢，我们马上就要来决定我们的主题句了。OK， 主题句之所以重要，是因为主题句一出来呢，我们就可以知道这个段落，这个 paragraph 它呢是要讲什么东西，是要呢介绍一些什么东西。那现在我们经过刚刚的讨论呢，我们现在决定要来写我们的家人呢，也就是呢我的姐姐。那呢我们就可以来写一个主题句了。第一个部分呢，我们呢第一段就要来介绍这个特别的人，他呢发生过一些什么事情，他呢有一些什么样的个性，他呢如何来影响你。
All right. Well, here for our topic sentence, we have an example of another sister.
Yes.
but we can, of course, use your sister's name as well. So, for example, our topic sentence, we can say, when life gets tough, my sister, here the example is Maeve, is always there for me. But of course, if you guys have an older sister, we can replace
yeah.
the name with hers.
Or an older brother. Yeah,
yeah
either way
like,
is fine.
Exactly. When life gets tough, my older brother...Dave yeah. is always there for me, right? We can exchange my sister, my brother.
Okay, 所以呢，第一个我们就写下我们的主题句了。当我的生活遭遇困难，我的姐姐梅芙呢总是会帮我。那注意到我们这边用了这个句型啊 ，get 后面加上这个形容词。比方说，我们说 life gets tough， 就是呢生活遭遇困难，生活变得困难。所以呢 ，get 加上形容词就表示变得怎么样。
Mm-hmm. All right, so now we have our topic sentence. We can start to think about some details. And
yeah.
for here, I think we can think about what exactly does your sister, or here in this case, the writer's sister, what does she do? What are some great things about your sister?
Yeah, OK, 所以呢在这边呢我们主题去定下来的我们的这个作者呢他就要来讨论他的姐姐咯。那但是呢姐姐我们现在知道她叫做梅芙，知道呢在她遭遇困难的时候总是会帮这个作者。但是呢我们是不是需要更多细节来告诉读者她是一个什么样的人呢？所以呢我们现在又再次呢要来 brainstorm, 要来想一下这个她姐姐梅芙是一个什么样的人。
Mm-hmm. OK, we can use your sister as an example. You can tell
yes.
me about your sister.What are some good points about her? What do you think she is very good at? Or like...
Okay, she's a designer.
Oh,
so
cool.
she's good at design things or like making illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, she's like a very confident and
mm-hmm.
like a happy person. Yeah, she always looks on the bright side. That's
oh,
a good thing
wow.
about her. Yeah, also, it's not so good about her. It's like she always look on the bright side because things sometimes not that good.
Okay, so that can be a good point and a bad point.
Yeah.
So if you're very positive, that's a very good thing. But then
yeah.
maybe...You know, if something is, maybe it's
yeah.
kind of hard to, you know, realize.
Sometimes you should realize what's
yeah,
really happening.
Reality sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yeah. But
okay,
it's still
I understand.
Good. Like when you encounter some troubles.
Yeah.
It's always good. Like someone tell you it's going
fine,
to go
it's
and、
okay.
getting better. Yeah.、So.
Yeah. I think that's a good quality. We'll count that as a good quality.
Yeah. sure.
Anything else that you really admire your sister for?
Admire for? Not really. But yeah. But we're we're like really close. We're really good friends. And we look like, actually. She's pretty much like me putting on a wig. Like,
oh, so she's very tall.
With some makeup. Yeah, she's tall. Yeah.
Okay.
With so lots of makeup.
So you guys could be possibly twins if...You really wanted to.
Yeah.
Right? She can dress up like a boy and you can dress up. You guys can pretend you guys are twins and scare everybody. They'll be like, what?
She can go to office for me.
when you call in sick.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. For me, my brother and I, he's a little taller than me.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, we don't really look the same.
No?
Yeah. People say I'm the prettier one. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But like, my brother and I, of course,like we're different heights, but he's still young and I sometimes give him a lot of advice and
I
think he's grown a lot though, because when he was younger I would be like, oh, you're such a naughty boy, you don't listen and you're doing this, and I think now he's kind of grown up a bit and he's kind of understood from my perspective. So it's good now. I can really, really talk to him as compared to before. I would be like, oh, my gosh. I feel like a mom for him, him.
You're because, like his second mom,
yeah,
literally.
Because I'm just like, oh, my gosh, why is this kid so naughty? And then now he's a lot older and more mature now. So maybe give me a few more years. I'll think about some nice qualities of him. But actually, the thing that I'm always amazed about is his temper.
Temper?
He always has a very good temper.
Oh, that's like, really hard.
Yeah, it's so hard because if he's angry or when my mom yells at him, he's very like, he doesn't say anything and he's very calm about it.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's a good quality of his. But yeah, so you see, Sam and I, we're just thinking about our siblings and we're thinking about some of the good points that they have, and we can also think about some of the bad points. But of course, in this writing, we want to write the good things about our siblings. Okay, so as you can see, there's so many things that we can talk about, and we can organize it a little bit more into, you know, we can organize it into different points. So first, I remember you said your sister is very confident.
Yes.
Okay, so we can say however way you want to organize it, you can write it as a list. We can make it as a list. This one, we can say she is a confident person.
Okay.
I definitely think that's something that we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the example, it says, her sister, she never doubts her decisions.
Okay.
Does that sound like your sister a little bit?
Not really. But,
okay.
Yeah. Well, but I think it's like you have the first idea. She is confident.
Yeah.
And then you can build up more ideas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like she's confident, so she never doubts her decisions.
Ah, true.
Yeah, you can build up more and more ideas.
Exactly. If you're confident, of course...you won't really doubt yourself.
Yes.
You will be very confident about your decisions as well. But for the writer, her sister, Maeve, she never doubts her decision. Maeve never doubts her decisions. Maeve also believes that life will get better. Okay, so I think this is like your sister.
Yeah.
She's very optimistic.
Yes.
She believes in the positive thing. And then the writer says that I depended on her spirit when I went to college. So when you went to college, did you actually...talk to your sister about it, or you were confident in your decision already?
I'm actually quite confident because we are like really different. Like I said, she's a designer. She actually studied
art school,
art,
right?
Yes. And I study agriculture.
It's very different.
Yeah.
It's hard to get her advice.
Yes.
But you guys can work together now.
Yeah.
I think because right now there's a lot of like urban farming stuff.
Ah, yeah.
And she can design things.
Yes.
Okay, that's another time for us to discuss. That's a really great idea. Okay, so we added a lot of details for her for our first topic sentence.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边呢，我们有了这个主题句哦，我们接下来就要增加细节。那在课文这边呢，我们的 writer 作者呢，他增加了很多不同的细节哦。他呢，不只要讲他的外观，更讲他的个性，他做事情的方法跟你的关系哦，这些都在我们的细节里面可以带到，让读者更加的认识他。那在这边呢，我们就讲说他是一个很有自信的人。他从来呢不会怀疑他的做的这些决定，然后呢他相信这个 life will get better， 事情呢会越来越好。那呢在最后一点呢， I depend on her spirit when I went to college， 这边呢他就开始带出了一些实际呢他跟他姐姐发生过的事情。
Mm-hmm. So we listed the positives of her sister. We can talk about our second topic sentence, and the writer kind of hinted it for us. So the writer depended on her spirit when they went to college. So, now we see that the writer went off to college and maybe she kind of misses her family, or when she was in college, she probably had a tough time,
yeah.
I would say. So this is kind of like the hint to show us the second sentence. So that's why we can move on to our topic sentence number two. For here, of course, for you guys, you can go any way with it. You can give a specific example, like what the writer did. So the writer said that she went to college. She had a tough time at college. So she talked to her sister. You can, of course, write something else. You can say, like, you can talk about something your sister did,
yes.
or something your sibling did to make you say, yeah, I can really depend on her. So, of course, this part really will depend on you guys. But here, second topic sentence is, I chose a college far away from home because of its law program.
Okay.
So that's why I think she had a tough time.
Yeah.
Are many of you guys thinking about going to college now or are in college? Did you choose somewhere close or far away from home? Okay, these are some things that you can think about as well. We can also ask Sam. Sam,
okay.
Where did you go for college? Did you go somewhere in Taipei or somewhere further away?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it when I decided where to go. Some people said you should go to other cities so you know how to, like, get away from your family.
Right.
You know how to be independent. And I thought about it and end up somewhere far. Okay, but not that far. Okay, I live in Dansui, and my university is at Gongguan.
Oh, so. It's not that far. It's very close to your house.
Yeah, but still, like, yeah, I still live at home, but it took me lots of time to take the metro to school. But yeah, still, I decided to go for something easier.
At least it was in the Taipei area, I
yes,
think,
yes,
right?
It's not too far.
I know some people went away to a lot of really far places.
Yeah.
Some people even leave the country
yeah.
as well, so. Imagine how difficult
it must be.
It must be, yeah. So, but you know, I think it's really hard to say, like, oh, you picked the right choice for college. Because I think in the end, we all make a choice, but in the end, like, we don't really know if it's right or wrong.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I don't think there's a really right or wrong choice for her, but then because the writer wanted to study law, and maybe because the law school at a specific place was
yeah,
a little
like
bit better.
They have really good professors,
yeah,
or
exactly.
really good lecturers. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we see that there's no right or wrong choices for where you go for college, but again, we can also think about some of the details that we can write. Now, we can try to think about in her shoes. You go away to a far place for college, I would say the first thing I would do is probably miss my family.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Since you are very new to the university,
yeah.
you didn't know lots of people. You don't have your friends there. You don't have your family. So, of
yeah.
course, you feel lonely. You feel alone.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in Taiwan, they spend so much time living at home that
yes.
it's hard to gain that kind of independence.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
really hard because in Taiwan, like, everything's so...
So convenient.
So convenient, especially when you are living with your parents.
Yeah.
Your parents literally...
Do everything for
them.
Yeah, they do everything
yes.
for you. So I would definitely say that maybe because you miss home, you might regret your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
for
but
sure.
Of course you can talk to someone. You depend
yeah.
on this person, so I guess they can give you good advice.
Yeah.
All right, but we can take a look at the details that this writer wrote. The author feels or thinks this way. First, the author says, I regretted my decision.
Okay.
Kind of understandable.
Yes.
I missed home and considered moving back.
Yes.
Okay. She also wrote, upon hearing this, Maeve encouraged me to give it some time.
Yeah, it's like what I said, like, because her older sister is probably going through this before. She has experience, so she knows that, like, after some time, you probably get better. So.
Yeah, you need time to adjust, especially
yes.
when you move to a new place. So her sister encouraged her to, you know, take your time with it. And lastly, the author wrote, she gave me advice and said she will always be there for me. So she supported her sister. She supported her sister and said that, you know, if you ever need anything, let me know. I will talk you through it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边呢，我们就是第二个主题曲呢，就讲到说呢，我们的这个主角他决定要去这个很远的地方哦，来念大学。那因为很远哦，所以他开始后悔，他开始想家，他想要离开这个学校了。这时候呢，他姐姐呢就跟他讲说呢，诶，你应该呢要有更多的时间哦，在这个学校里面，你会慢慢适应啊，慢慢习惯，你会越来越好的。而且呢，我会 always be there for you. OK, 我呢一定会在你的背后支援你。那这边我们看到后悔这个 regret 这个字呢当作动词来使用，它表示后悔做了什么事情了。那它是一个及物动词，我们后面可以直接加上名词了。比方说我们这边这个句子 I regretted my decision， 后面直接加上你后悔的这件事情。那它还有其他常见的用法，例如呢我们可以 regret 后面加上这个动名词。动名词顾名思义就跟名词是一样的用法，表示呢你后悔做了这件事情。那但是呢另外一个用法，我们也可以用 regret 后面加上不定词 to 加上原形动词，这个呢表示这件事情哦还没有发生咯，它呢表示呢我很抱歉或是呢我很遗憾要来做这件事情了。 OK， 所以这边补充一下 regret 的一些用法。
Mm-hmm. All right, so remember, lastly, we need a conclusion to tie everything together, because in a proper writing, we need the introduction, we say the body, what we're going to write about, and last, we need a conclusion. So maybe in conclusion, we can say, thanks to her support, I made it through those rough months. Okay, so luckily, her sister was there to kind of support her and to help her during her first few months of college. And I'm pretty sure for anyone going to college, I remember it's a scary feeling.
Especially, like, I think university is not the most scary for me. It's like high school.
High school is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then you're a teenager, you're very sensitive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You care about a lot of things.
You care way too much. All right. So, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Writing sample 1. When life gets tough, it's comforting to know that someone will always be there to support you. For me, that person is my big sister Maeve. She's the most confident person I know. She never second-guesses her decisions, even if things don't turn out the way she expects. She's always positive that life will improve when things get tough. In fact, it's her strong spirit that I depended on the most when I moved away for college. I chose to attend a college far away from home because it had a good law program. However, I regretted my decision almost immediately. I missed my family and friends desperately, and even considered leaving school and moving back. Upon hearing this, Maeve encouraged me to give it some time. She also gave me advice on meeting new people and told me that she'd always be just a phone call away. Thanks to her support, I made it through those rough first months. Now, I love what I'm doing with my life. Writing sample 2. I consider myself a lucky person because I have a lot of friends. Some of these are closer friends than others.And my closest friend of all is Richard. We've been classmates in junior high school, and we share a love of science. One thing many people say about Richard is that he's always smiling. Nothing ever seems to get him down. It's this optimism that really made a difference to me in senior high school. My high school sweetheart had just broken up with me.I felt really awful and didn't know what to do. Richard came over to my house, but he didn't give me advice. In fact, he didn't mention the girl at all. We just played computer games and had fun. He was his usual happy self, and his positivity was infectious. It reminded me that there were other things to enjoy in life. I'm sure I'll always be able to rely on Richard to cheer me up when I feel down.All right, so luckily we have a lot of great people that we can talk to in our lives. If you have a difficult time, I think it's best to always talk about it. It's worse to hold it in inside. So, it might be hard for you to share your feelings with people, but find someone that you can trust and find someone that you feel comfortable with, because it's very scary when you hold your things in, hold your emotions in.
Yeah, and also don't forget to practice writing this topic.
Yeah, you can try a different one. You could try it with your own siblings or family members. You can even try a friend as well.
Yeah.
So anybody that you really depend on.
Your friends, your teacher, anyone.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And this is Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.